With your latest news, I'm Carsley Fuller. Finance Committee mulls over more than $134 million in supplemental government spending covering education, roads, land purchases, and support for Cayman Airways. Finance Minister and Committee Chair, the Honorable Rolston Anglin, says even with the extra outlay, the country remains on solid footing.
The bottom line is the revenue performance to date has been significantly higher, in particular in financial services, than we originally projected. And so the financial services industry's fees have been, as usual, paving the way for how government funds its operations.
Finance Committee approved $12 million to buy conservation land in Barkers and part of Owen Island. Planning Minister, the Honorable Jay Ebanks.
At least two of the properties that are in Barkers here too will allow the government to own the entire tip of Barkers once it's actually completed, the land purchases is completed.
The finance minister confirmed no new borrowing will be needed and core government is still projected to end the year in a surplus. In other news, police are searching for 22-year-old Michael Golab of Georgetown, wanted in connection with an attempted murder. You can find his photo on our website, radiokman.gov.ky. Officers say do not approach him if you see him. Instead, call 911. A man is on trial in Grand Court for a shooting that took place in September 2025. As Radio K-Man's Jevy Ebanks reports, Dwayne Jordan Williams faces multiple charges, including attempted robbery, wounding with intent, possession of a firearm to commit a criminal offense, reckless and negligent acts, and possession of ganja.
Mr. Williams was arrested on the 21st of September 2025 in connection with an incident on the 16th of September in the School Road area of Georgetown, commonly referred to as G5. Police responding to the scene found a man suffering from what appeared to be a single gunshot wound. According to investigators, two men approached the victim, one armed with a firearm and the other with a machete, demanding cash. A struggle broke out during which the firearm was discharged. The victim was taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. Days later, officers spotted Mr. Williams along Bodentown Road after seeing his vehicle on Frank Sound Road. Police say the driver failed to stop and officers observed packages being thrown from the vehicle. The suspect's car and the police vehicle later collided, causing minor damage. Mr. Williams was arrested shortly after and provided a prepared statement. The Crown, represented by Crown Counsel Andre Wedderburn, continues to present his case, calling a police firearms response officer and other officers, including a detective constable, to give evidence. A jury of three women and four men is hearing the matter. The trial, presided over by Justice Emma Peters, is expected to continue through the rest of the week and resumes at 10 a.m. in the main court building. Jevy Ebanks, Radio Cayman News.
And the National Coalition for Caymanians Administration says it will use public feedback to determine which specific single-use plastics government will ban. On Earth Day, Cabinet granted approval to draft instructions to prohibit the importation of specific single-use plastics, with Home Affairs Minister the Honorable Nicholas DaCosta telling MPs it is, quote, vital that businesses, residents, and industry partners have the opportunity to provide input and inform the implementation of these measures.
As a result, the government has not determined which single-use plastics will ultimately be prohibited. That determination will be informed through the legislative development process and the feedback received through public consultation.
At this stage, eight commonly used single-use plastic products have been identified for consideration. This is things like small grocery bags, plastic straws, and helium balloons.
As the government remains in the early stages of the legislative drafting process, the public will be kept informed as this work progresses and consultation approaches. We are committed to meaningful engagement with businesses, residents, and other interested parties and recognize the importance of allowing adequate time for individuals and organizations to minimize any disruption and prepare for future changes. Any implementation measures will therefore be practical, reasonable, and informed by the feedback received throughout the consultation process.
The minister was answering a parliamentary question in the House. Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which takes us out of the newscast. I'm Carsley Fuller.
BBC News with Govinda Gill. Amnesty International has called for a peacekeeping force to be sent to Sudan after detailing the extent of crimes against humanity allegedly being committed there. The investigation heard allegations of widespread and deliberate violence, especially against children. A new laws come into force in China, which critics say is aimed at erasing minority groups. The government says the legislation will strengthen social cohesion by making Mandarin the language of education, official business, and public spaces. That's the latest BBC News.